Okay. Yeah, we are? Let's call the Finance Committee meeting of December 12th to order. First of all, is there any public comment? Seeing and hearing none, we'll go to the Dover Township Fire Department Service Agreement.
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, I'm gonna let Judy take that. City clerk's function is to work up that with the formula and stuff, so Judy, you wanna explain that?
Each year, we have to renew our agreement with the Dover Township. We do Wilmer Township in the spring. And it's for the fire department, you know, when they actually go out to fire calls in their township. So I've got the agreement in front of you for us to approve along with the calculations that come up with the final number. So my recommendation would be to approve the agreement with Dover Township and then introduce a resolution authorizing the mayor and interim city administrator to execute. And as you see in the background, it lists the last several years of their amount that they had to pay us. And it's due in two installments. Part due in, let's see, January 1st of 17, and the second part due July 1 of 17.
Committee, questions? I have a question. With the change in rating that we had, does that impact this at all? And maybe that's a question that I should direct at the fire chief who was looking at me. Frank, would you come up?
Yes.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, no. It does not affect this at all. That's strictly based on homeowners insurance rates. And this has got nothing to do with that.
Okay.
This follows some state formula, right?
Yes.
Yep.
Can we get a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second.
Further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? That passes. Stay where you are. Frank? I have a concern about this item coming to us in 16 or 17. I know we've done it in the past, and I know we've approved part of it in the 16 capital improvement, and we're going to look at part of it in 17. But is this? I'm going to ask the finance director. Is this a good way to do these things? Is there circumstances or?
As you mentioned, we've done it on a couple different instances. One of it was the SCBAs that we kind of ran into last year, and that instance we basically put them off until January of the current year of this year. The other instance that we've been able to find is that we had a request to do it for a Zamboni in 2014 and 2015. In that instance, we were able to rearrange the capital or the vehicle replacement program and delayed some and then just kind of replaced it. So it's not really a good practice. If it is signed before January 1, I have to record the full liability. Now this is a kind of a hybrid situation in that part of it was funded in this year. $400,000 was in this year's budget. $200,000 is in 17's budget. So looking through the committee action form, there is a $2,000 savings, I think, that Frank points out. Mm-hmm. If it's signed before the end of the year. The reason it's before us tonight is that Public Works isn't having a meeting tomorrow night, so that's why we're here tonight. So I don't know, Frank, if you got anything to add. So it's really, it can be done. It creates a little additional work because of the crossing over of years.
And I know we had a lot of discussion about it for the 16 budget, and Frank took it off with the understanding we'd come back at it this year. And as I remember the discussion, there wasn't universal acceptance of the idea. So I think the council kind of was mixed on it. Some of us thought it was a good idea, others didn't. And I'm just wondering, I'd like to hold this until 17. What is it?
You won't be here then.
Well, I don't worry about that, but there will be some different people at the table. And I also, go ahead, Audrey.
I just was going to say, could we give the fire chief an opportunity to, as to why he brought it forward now? Or what the thought process was bringing it forward now?
I think Steve explained it, but...
Sure. Mr. Chair, members of the committee, the reason it did get brought forward now is because of the $2,000 savings. They were willing, the manufacturer, the bidding company was willing to give us that savings if we signed the contract prior to December 30th. No payments, nothing is due until June. One payment in June, one payment in December of next year when we pick up the truck. But they were willing to give us that savings. And that's why it's brought forward a little early.
It's nice having the savings, but $2,000 on $600,000, they can't do better than that.
That's what the price is going up next year. That's why they were...
Well, and I also know, I did have a call from our mayor who has some feelings about this, and it would probably only be fair to have him at least express his thoughts. He's has some concerns about whether this is appropriate and necessary or not, but I think that the bigger issue is more, and I struggled last year with the SCBAs. But we did it, and I would like to just table this until 17.
So do you absolutely need a new pumper?
Yes.
The other one, it's on its last
it is.
Wheels.
Yes, it is. Yes.
And it takes how long to get it?
Right now, if we ordered it at this date, we would get it next December. It takes
a year,
just about a full year.
Does it take an action to table? A motion?
I would say yes, it does.
Does it?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Or if it fails for...
Nobody makes a motion or anything.
Nobody makes a motion or a second, then it would just...
Then what happens?
It just sits there. I mean, nothing. I mean, you know, it'd have to be brought up again, I suppose.
You could revert it, to...
The result would be about the same.
The result is the same.
Yeah.
Well, okay, let me... I'll just ask, does anybody want to do anything, or should we just let it sit?
Can I ask another question?
Certainly.
If I remember correctly, the conversation about... what we gain from this fire pumper, if I remember correctly, this has some safety things with it. Could you describe the command center concept?
Yep, it has a command center in it as well. It also has a SCBA fill station where we'd be able to fill our bottles on scene instead of driving back to the station. Right now, we used to use the rescue squad, but they don't have the capability any longer to fill our new SCBAs. So right now we're driving back and forth if we need spare bottles, which is fine if you're working at a small fire in town. But if you're a larger fire where you don't have the manpower to run back and forth, this would have the capability of filling about 30 bottles. So, and then also has the command center piece of it, which is a big deal. So people that are running the emergencies have the ability to use different computers in the truck, have the ability to have different radio systems, cell phones, work inside out of the elements. We don't have to worry about blowing their maps and stuff away in the wind or standing out in the rain. So those are just a few of the aspects. Outside of the technology side of the truck is, you know, much better than the 1988 truck that we have now.
So you guys got called to that Kirkoven fire?
No, we did not.
You didn't?
Nope.
Okay. I thought you did.
Nope. They didn't quite get to us. They were coming down Highway 12 but never made it to us.
Okay.
So.
All right. I'm just curious if that's something that you would see as a... I mean, if you got called out, would this be something that a support to other fire departments?
Yes, this
too?
Is this a countywide, area-wide, beyond our county. We've had multiple people, multiple departments talk to us about this truck, saying that if you get this truck, we're going to be calling you, because they run into the same, the issues with the air supply stuff with the command center. And we're getting called a lot of times anyhow, but now we're able to supply, we would be able to supply a little bit more resources to them.
So does anyone else in the area have this?
No.
No?
No.
Okay, I'm not.
So on the contract, the company wants to do it for their bookkeeping then, have it signed, so it looks.
I would assume so, yeah. That's probably.
I mean, would they hold off and say we'll sign it January 2nd or 3rd if it's approved?
Then the price would go up to $2,000.
It still would.
Yeah, they're pretty clear on that.
Oh. And they're the only people that manufacture, build?
Well, there's these units? Several manufacturers. This is the one that we chose to go with for many trucks. And through their bidding process.
To me, it's not the merits of the truck. It's the process and the procedure of 2016 for 17.
I find it odd that they would, I mean, in order to sell a truck, that if we, that we couldn't get the same price next year. In other words, I don't know where this $2,000 is. When you look at the total price on this, I don't know why that would make or break the sale, whether we, you know, bought it now or gave them the same price 30-60 days from now. You know,
correctly, I think we had the same thing the last time. Yeah. I think with others. So.
On the SCBAs.
Well, yeah, but I mean, but there was an incentive to do it versus not. So I'm supportive of the truck. I hear what you're saying about that. Is it, I don't want to take action that's going to make it look like we don't want to do this, but I understand what your concern is. So is it worth $2,000 to wait till next year?
If you're asking me, I would suspect that I would have faith in our fire department that they could somehow get that $2,000. And it's a big deal. If I was buying a $600,000 rig, I'd want more than a $2,000 break, but I don't know that market. Okay. We okay then? We'll take no action. All right. We're gonna move that to 17. That's better policy. Okay. The next item is 2017 street improvements. This is another public works thing.
Yes, it is, Mr. Chairman. Again, because.
Chair, do you mind if I am dismissed?
Oh, absolutely.
Well, I don't know.
Yeah, no, you just
usually I just get up and walk
thank
up,
you.
But I want
yeah,
to make sure.
No,
you're good.
Thank you.
Thank you.
No other words of wisdom since you didn't get an opportunity to do your report this
just,
week?
Just stay warm.
Okay.
Don't have a fire. Yeah. Mr. Chairman, again, due to a light agenda for both committees, this was asked if it could be put on our agenda. There are two actions. One is to adopt a resolution ordering the improvement report as we move through the 2017 street improvement program. It's the next step in the process. The council has done the intent to reimburse resolution. At your last meeting, we had a preliminary budget, and I indicated at that time that we'd be bringing back an amended one due to the assessments and the mm-hmm. and the changing of duties there from the clerk's office into engineering. And so we have both those actions before you tonight. The total 2017 improvement program is still $3.4 million, $3.45. That executive summary should be another $50,000 on there. That is an error. So the dollar amount has not changed. But the two actions tonight, again, are to order the improvement report, which the engineering office will then go through the streets, disseminate, figure out which streets they're going to do with the consulting engineers that we have on board, and bring that back to the council for approval of the recommended streets. Then they'll hold an improvement hearing, and they'll have action by the council to do that. The second action is to adopt the amended budget, preliminary budget. The difference in the one that you discussed last time had an assessments estimate of $500,000. After discussions with engineering, they went back and recalculated. There was a state aid street that had been missed. Plus, there are two sides to the streets on assessments, and so that's why it jumped to $1.5 million. Much better looking numbers as far as the community investment right. fund obligations. And so we're looking for two actions tonight. One is to adopt a resolution ordering the improvement report, and the second would be to adopt an amended preliminary budget. Okay.
Resolution ordering the improvement report.
So moved.
Motion second, discussion. All in favor say aye.
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 Opposed, that passes. And then a resolution to amend the improvement project's preliminary budget.
Sure.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, that passes. Now some fun news.
Yes, sir, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. We received notification, I believe it was last week, from the League of Minnesota Cities Insurance Trust. I believe everybody at the table is familiar with that, but the city participates in the League of Minnesota Cities as a member. As part of that membership, we are entitled to buy the property and casualty insurance through the trust. They have a League of Minnesota Cities Insurance Trust. About 20 years ago, and I provided the dividend history there in your packet, the city established an insurance reserve, a fund balance insurance reserve, which we used a portion or lent a portion of that for the gun range in the auditorium next door. That reserve is set at $1 million. We had borrowed $250,000. As part of that $250,000 temporary loan, dividends as they come back in from the trust are to repay that. Our recommendation would be to apply this $85,000, which is, by the way, the highest it has been in 20 years as far as the dividend returns. And some of the reasons, the information that we provided to you is that they were able to get some better reassurance. Claims that we have experience that we've had with the trust. And some of those claims experience is due to the city being able to fund the smaller claims through an insurance deductible. And over the 20 years, we've been able to increase that deductible amount up to $100,000. So this is for information only. Again, the dividends that we're receiving or received already is $85,234. It's the highest any annual dividend that we received in the 20 years by about double. It's as much as we've received in the last 2 years. You'll see not only are we receiving a dividend, but it's helping and keep the premiums down. And so this program that was established by staff and council 20 years ago to look at our insurance and kind of self-insure to some degree at a certain level has proven to be a very good program, and hopefully we can continue to move forward with looking at deductibles, possibly increasing them and even saving more money as we move forward.
You know, you have to wonder with that good experience, and I know you mentioned that they reduced the rates, but you know, if they continue with these big dividends, I wonder if they'll be reducing
the premiums.
That would
be the logical discussion at the trust, is that the information that was provided to you, they talked about, they had a reserve that they had set aside due to a number of lawsuits where law enforcement was accessing driver's information, and they had set a reserve aside, and they are noticing a reduction in not only the claims, but the settlements. And so that was part of this, I mean. And so as that moves forward, that might be something that factors in as well. But I notice that as being one of the contributing factors, as well as the reassurance and the claims.
Yeah. Audrey, go ahead.
You spoke about our deductible, so we're at 100,000. What were our claims below 100,000 up this year as far as what we had to pay for deductibles?
Kevin, in his reports, had paid losses and expenses on there. That was not included in the information that was provided to us, so we'll have to call and get what that is. I'm sure that he must have had to call them and get, you know, an answer of what were the actual claim totals.
So if we pay the deductibles, where does that money come from? Do we pay it out of our $1 million reserve?
No, there is a budgeted line item in the general operating budget each year in the non-departmental department. We budget 1 year. In 16,
we can find it there anyway.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Our budget.
Insurance deductibles listed, yep, in
so
the detail.
We've been raising that?
No, actually, in 16 and 17, we reduced it. We used to have 2 years of deductibles, and we reduced it down to one because of our...
So it's showing up as deductibles. It's not showing up as claims.
Right,
on
exactly.
The budget.
Exactly.
Okay, then yep. I know where
that and
is.
So any excess, if we have less than $100,000 in claims, that goes, again, rolls over into the budgeting process and becomes available.
Okay, so you wouldn't see it as an I got it.
Yeah,
okay.
it's an appropriation for 1 year's okay. deductible, and then, so if okay. not used, then it
yep.
rolls over.
Okay.
The actual dollars.
Okay.
We'll certainly get that, what our claims were, and maybe have that in the minutes.
Yeah, that would be a good idea. That would be good. Okay.
And so I guess the final thing I'd just like to point out is that $250,000 loan, after applying this towards that, would leave a balance of a little over $82,000 left to be repaid on the monies borrowed. And so the reserve would be back at $1 million.
Okay. Anything else? Is there anything else? If not, we are adjourned.